following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on a Tuesday broadcast on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can also listen to the free stream weekdays at 3. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Superfly Hayes has put together another great hour. John Beilein, former head coach at Michigan, former NBA head coach in Cleveland, Pistons senior assistant at one time. He joins us every Tuesday during the 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals, talking hoops, presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms. Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder of their Grand Rapids office. They are based in Troy, the worldwide headquarters there in Troy on the east side of the state. And I want to welcome in Coach Beilein. How you doing, Coach?
Good, Bill.
And also we have Josh Garvey, managing shareholder of Dorn Mayhew's GR office. What's up, JG?
I'm doing well. Doing real well.
Hey, we'll get to the NBA playoffs in a moment. But, John, what Dusty May has done, hitting the ground running for Michigan, whether it's recruits, whether it's a transfer portal, it's going to fraternities and talking about being a part of the fan base at Chrysler Center. It's phenomenal to watch from a distance what Dusty May has done since taking over the Michigan basketball program.
Yeah, he is a worker. He hits the ground running every single day. He's prepared and just really understands that this is something that you have to be relentless at or you will not survive. So I'm not surprised at all when we talk with him about in the interviewing process about what his ideas are with how he had been involved in the community, on campus, recruiting, the portal, the whole thing. Every question I asked him, he answered it perfect, exactly how I wanted him to answer it. And so he's working really hard to put a roster together, and you got to get them here first, and then just make sure they're all both have talent to be great teammates and be talented enough to win in the Big Ten. But that's down the road. You got to get him here first right now.
You know, Chris Ballas of the Wolverine.com told me yesterday that another thing May did is that he got on the Michigan jet and he went and met with the biggest boosters all across the country and said they needed a deeper NIL money pool in terms of the transfer portal and recruits. He doubled the money, and you're looking at all these big names coming from Auburn and Alabama and Ivy League, and they're rolling in to play for Dusty. Yeah, I get money is part of it, but there must be something. And you talk about what you witnessed in the interview with Ward Manuel before May was hired. What is it that really draws people to Dusty May?
Well, I just think they know how this guy's got to be a winner because the way he works at everything he does, the way he follows through on everything, is an amazing at getting and putting a staff together that has a similar work habits, and all of a sudden you can accomplish some great things. So he and I text frequently back and forth. I'm here to answer any questions that he has in any different areas, and I just I'm really happy to see the progress that he's making, and he's got a long, long way to go. He only has a roster of five or six right now, I believe. There's still a long way to go to complete this thing. And then again, get them here and start the process. So, but there's that, once you get to talk with him, Bill, and you get to know him, and I'm sure he'll be on the huge network, that you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Josh Garvey, John Beilein, the other voice with us talking hoops. We do it every Tuesday during the 5 p.m. hour, presented by one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms, Dorn Mayhew. Troy is their worldwide headquarters. Josh Garvey heads up the Grand Rapids team here on the west side of the state. Josh, from a distance, watching what Dusty May has done since he took over for Juwan Howard, what has impressed you the most?
Yeah, I think his ability to get in there, Bill, and take some recruits out of the pool. Like you mentioned, some big names coming in, and it seems like you turn on the SportsCenter app on your phone and his name is there. The ability to go and create some more funds for the NIL, for the school, it just seems like he's all in. And from a distance, it seems like a guy that works really hard and has a high basketball IQ. And I think he has a way in building those relationships really well. So I'm impressed. I didn't expect this. I thought it would take him a few years to maybe create some noise, and it seems like he's doing it in a few weeks. So very impressive start for Dusty May.
Out of the box, hit the ground running, going to people, signing recruits, talking to the media, high basketball IQ. I think that reminds me when I remembered John Beilein taking over the Michigan basketball program. Ballas also talked about it on air yesterday, John, that you'd bring a lunch to work because your schedule was so full and you would map out each and every day when you took over.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I was 12 years at Michigan, I think I went to lunch 12 times. But Kathleen got maybe a nice turkey and cheese sandwich every single day with maybe a bowl of soup, and that's just keep on working. Just keep on working all the way through everything, because you can't waste those hours. So it is you like that lunch pail type of idea that I think that Dusty has right now, and it's important at this time. You do not have time for anything else but putting this roster together. It's like when you have three days to go before your first game. You're still trying to put everything in to make sure you're ready for that first game. Well, as this transfer portal is open and he is he's working through some things, you only have one time to make a great first impression. And he's certainly doing that wherever he's going.
Coach, the drive to win, I believe it's part of your DNA, whether you're a coach or a player. I think it's tough to teach somebody that. You can motivate them and get it out of them, but the drive to win, when it's in the heart and soul and head of a coach or a player, that's usually when good things happen.
Yeah, I think it's two things, drive to win and the hatred of losing. It's an extremely positive thing to have when you're not comfortable with doing anything but being your best all the time. It certainly makes it very difficult in your life, and the stress probably eventually forced me out of it. But it leads to a lot of success when you're driven to win through whatever it is, the happiness of winning or the fear of losing. But it's an amazing thing. Like I said, when I started coaching basketball, huge. I remember when I was teaching school, and I was teaching five different preps, Monday through Wednesday. I remember it was like go to the teachers, the faculty lounge, and it was, okay, it's Tuesday. Oh, it's Wednesday. It's over. It's hump day. It's Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. When I began coaching, I didn't know the days of the week. It was just every day I was the happiest guy in the world just to go to work. And you didn't even know what day it was. And that's exactly the mindset you got to have right now. Make hay while the sun shines, right? You just you gotta get it done, get that hay in the barn so that the horses can eat. How's that for a good old farm boy talking there, huh?
That's a beautiful speech. I have tears rolling down my cheeks right now, Coach. Thank you. I feel like we're going to have to write a book off of all these Talking Hoops interviews on the Huge Show each and every Tuesday. John Beilein's voice, you recognize, former coach at Michigan in the NBA with the Cavs, worked with the Pistons. He's been a coach all his adult life, pretty much. Puts his family first. He loves the game of basketball. Josh Garvey, also a former basketball player back in the day on the west side along the lake shore on Michigan's west coast. And also Josh has that passion for hoops, goes through his children. He now is heading up Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. And Josh, the drive to win, looking at Dusty May from a distance. And you said something that stuck out to me that I wanted to hit on before we move on to the NBA playoffs. I thought this would be a 2-3 year process, and I'm looking at the talent he's putting together via recruits and also transfer portal players from pretty darn big programs who have been successful at the D1 level. I'm looking at the Big Ten, what teams are losing. And I really think that Dusty May has the opportunity, if he can bring the culture together and get the guys to play together as a team, they could be a Big Ten contender in year one.
Oh, I don't disagree. And he's clearly a high relationship kind of a guy, because the ability to go in there and do that, it's hard. It's a hard – this game is different now. It's became a business, and it's difficult. And I'm impressed. I said that earlier on our call. I'm very impressed with his ability to do that in short order.
So, John, what is it about now? You get all the talent in the room, and you've been at all levels, and you've recruited, you've signed. It could be pros. You sign, you get offer sheets, free agency, draft, whatever. You know, high school, it's the tryouts. College, it's recruiting. When you know you have a room full of talent, what is your biggest challenge to get them to play together as a team?
And that's way down the road now, Hughes, from where we're talking with Dusty, but I will say it begins when you recruit them, that you try to get young men or women who are good teammates before you get them, because if they're not good teammates before you get them, they're not probably going to change. So there's a value, that's part of the evaluation process, to get the right guys on the bus that will buy easily into family and teamwork and a great culture. And once you get those guys there, then it's an everyday educational thing, because they're getting hit on the backside between media coverage and just about the opposite. You know, they scored 8 points. Why didn't you score 12? Or why didn't you play more? Everybody wants more. And you got to be beating that up every day in your film sessions and your discussions about how important culture and teamwork is. And that's how you get them together. But it's hard to do it if you don't get the right people on the bus first.
Yeah, interesting, John. You said if the player you're bringing in isn't a good teammate, they probably won't change, and I totally agree with that. Josh Garvey, John Beilein, Talking Hoops. We do it each and every Tuesday, presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. World headquarters in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey heads up the Grand Rapids office for Dorn Mayhew, downtown by the S-curve. I want to get your thoughts, guys, on the NBA playoffs so far. Nuggets got a dagger from Murray to extend their lead to 2-0 in their series against the Lakers. I like how the Knicks are looking against the 76ers, and the Cavs look resurgent in the playoffs. Some of the interesting observations from Monday's games. Josh, who do you like so far? Who surprised you? Dame was fantastic with G out. The Bucks, the Eastern Conference. I do love NBA playoff basketball. I think the regular season is a snooze fest, but man, every playoff game has a different feel. Who's impressed you early?
Josh, last night was exciting in NBA, and probably some of the most fun basketball at the NBA level I've watched in a while. I don't think anybody has really surprised me. Maybe Cleveland. I mean, they've got the talent there. They're playing really, really good right now. And they are going to make a run in the East. I think they're probably the only team, when you ask me that question, who surprises me and who's impressed me the most right now is probably Cleveland as well. They're just playing together, and they're playing good basketball, and the crowd, the hype in the crowd there was really fun to watch too. So, yeah, really, the Cavaliers to me have been the most fun and exciting to watch so far through the first couple games.
You know, I've kept my eye, Coach Beilein, on the T-Wolves, and I watch the Suns, and I look at Durant, Beal, and Booker, and they get beat by 25 by the T-Wolves in game one. And it's not just that playoff game. I've watched this team underachieve this year. And, you know, again, you've been at the NBA level, college, high school, all levels. John, when you have three guys who want the basketball, how are you able to pull that off as a coach and as a team and win games? And I think we're seeing it right now with the Suns.
Well, I think you're underrating Minnesota right now, because it's one game, it's in Minnesota, and they are an extremely talented team too, with a little younger legs on all those guys as well. I mean, Anthony Edwards is good as anybody in the NBA right now. So they've gone in, they won game. I'll judge them more after we go to Phoenix and see where that is. But it is difficult. But I think, obviously, knowing Devin, who I've known for a long time, and the coaching staff at Phoenix, and Bradley Beal is has been told to me, is a great teammate. They're going to figure this thing out and just give it their best, but they're not. That's a 3-6 game. I mean, Phoenix finished sixth, and in the West, so that's not as surprising. Really, it's gone. The playoffs have gone just through a couple of games now, small set, but exactly how you would think of it. The home teams are winning. I don't think we have a road win yet, actually, but it's just started. But I think the one flag that came to me is that how tough the Lakers played in Denver. And if the Lakers can go back and win the two games in L.A., they just need to steal one in Denver. And they almost stole one already. And that could be the biggest upset going forward, because LeBron, he doesn't want his career to end, whether it's now or next year or next year. He certainly doesn't want to end right with a loss. So let's wait. Next Tuesday, it'll be much more interesting to say where we are, because teams would have flip-flop home advantage, including the Magic and the Cavaliers, and you know the Knicks got to go to Philly. You know that's a big one. And then I love Milwaukee's defense the other day against Indiana. It was incredible. You'll see that too, guys. The scoring's down right now, and it's only because the defense is up. Everybody knows their backs to the wall, and everybody's guarding each other.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You can see Dame has had trouble adjusting with G on the floor at the same time. And when he wasn't in, he had 35, I think, in the first half in that game one. I do love NBA playoff basketball. I can't stand the regular season. And also, you know, I look at NBA playoff basketball, and now I look at the Pistons, and I'm thinking, okay, how long before we're going to see the Pistons in a playoff game? Josh, what would be your answer to that question?
You know, I think probably about 3 years. I think the core guys in Detroit are very young. We've talked about them on the show before, but they're skilled. They've got talent there. They've got the right coach. Interesting hire with the head of basketball coming. We'll see who that is. But I think it's probably 3 years, Huge.
3 years. Coach Beilein, final answer to our final question before we say goodbye in another edition of Talkin' Hoops. Here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How many more years, your projection, before we're able to sit here and talk about the Pistons back in NBA playoff action?
I may have said this last week, Huge, but I sat there in the stands at the beginning of April in those last cleanup games and watching the Pistons play Oklahoma City, Indiana, and Orlando. And all of us were trying to get all of us, I don't say we're trying, but we didn't know who was going to finish in last place among all those teams. And in 2 years, Orlando, Oklahoma City, and Indiana is now in the playoffs. So why not us? Why can't we be there in 2 years as well? Because we are not starting over because of the talent of Dern and Ivy and Cade Cunningham and Thompson. There's good young legs there. Get some more experience, get a good draft choices. And but just like Josh said, hiring this new president is going to be huge. And then form this team and this culture in the right, in his vision. And a lot of changes have to be made to get that done. But that's going to be exciting to watch.
Coach Beilein, it's always exciting to listen to Utah Hoops every week, 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals here on the Huge Show across Michigan. It's presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms, world headquarters in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder and heads up the Grand Rapids office for Dorn Mayhew. Fellas, good stuff today, Coach. We'll talk next week.
Thanks. Look forward to it. See you, Josh.
All right. There's John Beilein and Josh Garvey. Thank you so much. Looking forward to another edition of Talking Hoops in 7 days.
Thanks, guys.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
In the 10.
Step up to the plate with Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
This is Matt Shepard. Sometimes the best moves in baseball involve the ones you don't make. Take Eduardo Rodriguez. Detroit inked him to a 5-year deal in 2021 with a player opt-out in 2023. Rodriguez had a tenuous 2 years, or 43 starts, in Detroit and chose to sign with Arizona in the offseason. The Tigers lost a left-handed starter, but saved over $14 million a year in the process. Rodriguez gained some extra money, but he's yet to make an appearance for the Diamondbacks, starting the season on the 60-day IL with a shoulder strain. Good decision by Detroit and Rodriguez, but perhaps not necessarily for Arizona.
Huge here for my good friend Matt Golden. He is the CEO and GM at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to everybody listening across the state. Tullymore is open for business. You can book a stay-and-play package. You can book a tee time. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Also, if you have a business where you want to mix some business with some golf, great food, and beverages, you can book that event today at TullymoreGolf.com. Simple to get to, less than an hour north of GR. So if you're in the West Michigan area and you want to go up and play both Tullymore and St. Ives and have some food in between, you can do it. Book that tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. They offer real estate options where you could have a second home or live at Tullymore year-round. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore is less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We We are back on the Huge Show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. It's NFL Draft Week in Detroit. The Lions will be on the clock with pick 29. Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com. Lions NFL columnist insider. He joins us on the Meyer guest sign. How you doing, my man?
Good, Huge. How are you?
So, this draft week so far, and I know we haven't got to the actual round one coming up on Thursday, what has caught your attention the most about it? I'm talking from a Detroit perspective.
Just the excitement, I think, really. Just in terms of having it downtown, you know, the stage is down in Campus Martius, the businesses and the footprint and everything else. I think the city is really excited to put on a huge event like this, show the nation, show the world, you know, what the city is about. And I think that's one of the really fun things about having this draft in the city of Detroit. I know Detroit's excited and ready for it.
Yeah, and the timing, you know, life, sports, it's all about timing. Lions coming off one of their best seasons ever as a franchise, more stability, ownership, front office, coaching, players than I've ever seen. You know, we'd have to go back late 80s, early 90s in the heyday with Barry. Now you get the draft, you get the worldwide exposure on that. The Lions, are they two players away? Are they four players away from being a Super Bowl champion? Getting to a Super Bowl, obviously, would be the next step. So if you're Brad Holmes and the staff on the front office side, Dorsey Spillman and the crew, and you got the coaches, and you're in a meeting, and you're talking about what you need from the draft and the rest of this offseason for the Lions to one-up what they did a year ago and get to the Super Bowl, how would that list go?
Well, I think they're in a great position because heading into this draft, this is the most complete the roster has been in Brad Holmes' tenure here. I mean, you look around the roster, where's the weakness? Where do you see a significant hole right now? You know, some could say cornerback depth, you know, but you know, they went and got Carlton Davis, you know, signed Amik Robertson, signed back some of their guys. They like what they got there with Brian Branch returning. I just think this is a situation where Brad Holmes can really go into this draft and say, best player available. Let's get our guys. You know, I think you get in trouble sometimes when you go into these drafts and you say, I've got a need here, so I'm going to pass on a player that maybe is a little bit better of a player, but hey, we've got this need right here, and that's just not how Brad approaches the draft. Look, last year's a perfect example. You know, he didn't need a running back, but Jahmyr Gibbs was a guy they liked. He was a fit for what they wanted. He was their guy, so they went and got him. Same thing with Jack Campbell. And, you know, and then Sam LaPorta in the second round. Brian Branch. They had just signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They didn't need a nickel cornerback, but Brian Branch was the best player on their board, and guess what happens? He comes here, he's the player he is, and now you move C.J. Gardner-Johnson to safety, all of a sudden you're, you know, a lot better football team. So that's really the conversation and the approach. If it's me, if I'm Brad Holmes and I'm in those rooms, and I think these are the conversations they're having, is that let's just trust our board, trust our process, look what we've done the last 3 years, the kind of talent we brought in here. Let's find our guys and let the draft just come to us.
Yeah, I'm looking at one thing, and I thought about this a lot today. So, and Brad Holmes, you know, has his own game plan with input from the front office and the coaching staff and ownership and everybody. But if you had the opportunity, so it's Thursday night, downtown Detroit, round one of the NFL draft, and all of a sudden, Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo, is sitting there, and you could trade up to, say, with the Raiders at pick 13, just for the sake of this argument. And you could go get him, and you might have to give up some draft capital, obviously, later in this draft, but maybe next year, where if you're a better team, it's going to be lower-level stuff like it is this year. And you know that, okay, could Mitchell be a shutdown corner for us for 4 years? Could he step in and be a shutdown corner that we don't need? You talk about where they're set and where is a weakness. And you start thinking about Davis and him at the corner. You got Reeder in the middle. You got Davenport. You have Hutch. I would give up some draft capital for that because I think they're closer now than a year ago. I don't think they were planning on going to the NFC championship game, that there still was growth, maturity. You didn't know that rookie class would become one of the great rookie classes the NFL has ever seen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if the opportunity arose – where you knew you're this player away, that this dude's a four-year starter and you're going to give up some draft capital, I'd do it. The question is, would Brad Holmes do it?
No, I think it's a good talking point because there's precedent here, right? I mean, they've already done it for J-Mo.
Right.
You know, they moved up. They identified J-Mo as a guy that they really liked, their guy. And they moved up significantly for him, gave up assets. So there's a precedent. Brad will certainly do it. And look, they've done a lot of homework on the cornerbacks leading up to this draft. They've had a lot of guys in on pre-draft visits. And I think, you know, I think it's fair. You know, maybe the kid from Alabama too, you know, not Khalid McKintry, but the other one, Terrion Arnold. I think, you know, there's another one that you could maybe, if you fall in love with and you think he's a guy that can help you right away, I think that cornerback spot is probably one position you talk about. And I think maybe if we see, you know, one of the edge guys maybe move back, an edge guy that they really like, that you say, wow, you know, this is a guy we think can really maybe, you know, be part of that rotation opposite Hutch, give us something that we don't have. It's an offensive draft at the top. We're going to see quarterbacks. We're going to see offensive linemen. We're going to see receivers. And I think maybe if you start to see one of those edge defenders or one of those cornerbacks start to move back into that range that you talked about, 13, 14, 15, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But I think that guy certainly has to check all the boxes for Brad to move up. But there certainly is precedent, and I wouldn't be surprised by it.
Yeah, because you look at most mocks, you get Mitchell out of Toledo. When you mention Arnold from Alabama, they're gone, most of them by, you know, pick 16, 17. They're in that top 17 group. And I really think it's about this quarterback race and what is real, what's not. I even saw a mock draft now saying Jaden Daniels has moved in front of Caleb Williams and the Bears might go with him. Who knows what's real? Who knows what's smoke? But, you know, quarterbacks are a key. Will J.J. McCarthy go number two? I saw the odds drop dramatically that he could be the overall number two choice by Washington. Are they just throwing out flares every direction? But you have quarterbacks that will go in. Daniels, Caleb Williams, Drake May out of North Carolina. Is J.J. one of those top eight quarterbacks? It seems to be a mixed feeling, emotion, all around the place. So, yeah, let all those quarterbacks keep going. Let people keep trading up because they'll push down somebody the Lions could make a move on.
Yeah, Michael Penix Jr. I would include in that list too. I see some mocks have him going somewhere, you know, in the middle of the draft. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bo Nix went either. You know, I really right. wouldn't be surprised if there's six quarterbacks in the first round. And like you mentioned, that's going to push some of the defensive players back, some of the players that Detroit might be interested in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Nix and Penix. And again, everyone has a different viewpoint. Some have Penix as a top 10, 11 guy. Others think he's a lower first-round guy. But you have a lot of teams. And it's always best on the board, best on your own board, what's best available when we look to Mel Kiper on that stage in Detroit. But it's really about needs. That's the most important thing. And we're talking about the Lions. Yeah, everyone needs a shutdown corner. You could use that. It might be the missing piece. But the needs of teams in the NFL when it comes to quarterbacks may be unprecedented when I'm looking down the draft board.
Well, if you don't have one, you ain't going to win.
Right.
That's just the reality of the NFL nowadays. And that's why, you know, teams that don't have one are desperate for one. Look, you get in trouble in the NFL draft. I used Pittsburgh a couple of years ago as a great example. You know, and Pittsburgh is an organization, obviously, that, you know, has a long history of doing things the right way, drafting the right guys, right? It's been a model organization in this league, but they got into a situation when Big Ben retired that they needed a quarterback. And they reached for Kenny Pickett instead of trusting their process, you know, taking best player available, you know, doing what they do. You know, they reached for a quarterback and you know, now, you know, a few years later, you know, looking to move beyond that. And so, you know, and that's an organization that typically doesn't reach like that. But if you don't have a quarterback, teams will get desperate. You need one. You can't win in this league without one. And so that's why when you have a class like this, when you're one of those teams that has a quarterback and you're not in that mix, you feel really good about it because it's a crapshoot. You know, look at, you know, the 2021 class when, you know, Fields and Wilson and all those guys win. I think there's only one guy, one quarterback from that class that's still on his original team, and it's Trevor Lawrence with Jacksonville. So it's a crapshoot, and that's why you don't want to get into that situation. So, you know, the Lions aren't. They have Jared Goff, but they're happy that a lot of teams are because they're going to push the players back their way.
His name is Tim 20Man. You can follow everything Draft Week and year-round when it comes to the Lions and the NFL at DetroitLions.com. Tim 20 Man Insider joining us. Before I let you go, for people listening across the street, I know the NFL puts on the draft, but the Lions are having things going on at Ford Field. What are some of the plans on the Lions' end when it comes to the fan experience and what they can do in downtown Detroit Thursday through Saturday?
Yeah, there's an entire Lions Activation Center right downtown in the draft footprint that I know fans are going to love. There's some great stuff they have planned over there. And I do believe Ford Field is going to be, you know, a venue for maybe some concerts or some activities there too. But certainly when you're downtown in the draft footprint over by Hart Plaza, if you're going, the Lions have a whole activation center that's really, really cool. You can get their new uniforms there. They got a lot of activities for kids and stuff. It should be a fun time.
Yeah, no, on that list and locations and everything at DetroitLions.com. That's DetroitLions.com. Timmy, enjoy the draft. We'll talk next week and look back at it.
That sounds good.
All right, Tim 20 Man, DetroitLions.com, columnist insider, checking in on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to welcome back the best female golfers in the world. Father's Day week at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. It's the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give that benefits local food pantries, which in turn, Meyer will help families put food on their tables. You want tickets, tourney info, go to MeyerLPGAClassic.com. That's Meyer LPGAClassic.com. And heads up on the new week for the Dow Championship, the two-person LPGA team event, formerly known as the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. Now, its new moniker, Dow Championship, will be the final week in June at the Midland Country Club for our listeners on 100.9 FM, The Mint. So the Dow Championship, and follow Dow Championship on Facebook and Twitter, and the Huge Show will be there all week long. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great month of golf in June when it comes to the best female golfers in the world in the Grand Rapids area at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give, and also at the Dow Championship in Midland.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side. yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We'll check in with the fun governor. Tim McCullough joins us for the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Timmy, what's happening at Soarin' Eagle?
Man, you know, great promotions as we talk about every week, though. Fridays in April, every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play, and then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 in cash. I almost got excited because I'm here to tell you, April 26th, $43,000 in cash at 10 p.m. One lucky grand prize winner's walking away. We're celebrating our 43rd year in gaming. So come celebrate their anniversary with us. Maybe you walk away with the cash. And of course, we're giving away Cadillacs come Saturdays in April from 5 to 10 p.m. Two lucky guests will win $1,000 in premium play, plus 500 grand prize bonus entries every hour. That's a great big deal right there. Get you ahead of everybody. On April 27th at 10 p.m., two lucky winners will drive off with a brand new Cadillac. So you got to come out and be part of that whole experience. Maybe you'll drive away in a beautiful brand new car. Could happen. I've seen it happen week after week, month after month, and it could be you this time. So come on out and check it out. And then, of course, our entertainment bill never stops. Murder mystery dinners. Great date night, May 2nd. A murder in Mayberry, everybody knows about Mayberry. So come on, be part of that, get a dinner, solve a crime, be part of an awesome date night, and tell her you want to do it again. Sticks, we added a second night, so we have them here May 3rd and May 4th. Going to bring all their hits. Tacos and Tequila, May 11th. You like Santana? We got a great tribute band for you. It's going to be there at Tacos Tequila, so make sure you come check that out with all the drinks. Sounds like a good time to me. Also, Molly Crew, June 23rd, January. Let me give me that. Myself. Molly Crew, I'm so darn excited. June 23rd. Free fireworks July 5th. Miranda Lambert on July 6th. Outdoors. The Offspring with special guest Simple Plan and Hoobastank. Hoobastank, everybody, July 26th. Leonard Skinner and ZZ Top August 9th, Bill. That's going to be a great time. Showtime there at 7 p.m. Jason L. Dean will be bringing his country music to Soarin' Eagle August 16th, Keith Urban, August 24th, Blake Shelton, September 7th. That's a whole lot of country right there. Outdoors and then back indoors, Sunday, October 2nd. Tom Segura going to be bringing his comedy right here to our stage. Bare Naked Ladies will be here November 8th. And Aaron Lewis, December 20th. So we got a whole lot of entertainment. We got promotions. We got it all. We got sports betting. We got Ascend. We got the water park. Bill, tell them.
And by the way, speaking of sports betting, download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app and get in on the action on your favorite games and teams. And also, don't forget about the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. If you're listening on 100.9 FM, the MIT in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area in Standish, you will find the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel and download that Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app and make sure you check out one of the great destinations in the Midwest, the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And if you want to get tickets, you want to book a stay, a getaway, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and also follow them on Facebook. Timmy, we will talk in 7 days.
Hey, Bill, I'm looking forward to it. We'll be missing you Thursday, April 25th for Herman Moore's strap party right here in Ascend. But we'll be thinking of you as well.
No, we don't want to forget that. I'll be down at the NFL Draft in Detroit. But Matt Shepard and the crew, Herman Moore, they will be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub. It will be their annual draft party, round one for the NFL draft, and Herman will have some of his football friends in. They'll have great specials and giveaways going on. So if you're not going down to Detroit, the next best place to be will be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub at the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort Thursday night. It is the NFL Draft Bash in Mount Pleasant at Soaring Eagle, and the huge show will be down at the Caucus Club about 3/10 of a mile from the draft stage in downtown Detroit. But get up to Soaring Eagle if you're not going down to Detroit. Thanks for reminding me, Timmy.
You bet, man. Thinking of you. Go Lions, baby.
All right, Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Big, bad, huge.